This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show. And here's our host, Mark Richards.
Hello, Starcaders, and welcome. We're backstage warming up for today's action. And as you can see, our two contestants are getting ready to compete on some very exciting video arcade games. Right now, players, you ready?
Yes.
Let's play Starcade. Starcaders, I'd like to have you meet our two contestants. We have Steve McNeil on my right, and over here we have Anna
Albanese.
You got it. You win. You said your name properly.
Yeah, it took me a long time to learn it.
Well, nice to have you with us, Anna. And Steve, let me tell you that both of you are here today because you're matched up on your playing ability. And one of you will have an opportunity to win our grand prize today, and that is your very own video arcade game. And there it is right behind us, and it's Donkey Kong Jr. And we'll tell you more about Donkey Kong Jr. later on, but right now let's find out more about you, Steve.
Well, I'm from Thousand Oaks. I live and work there, and I'm coach kids in sports and girls softball, soccer, football, Little League, and just spending time with kids.
Would you like to coach like a football team?
Assistant coach. Too much pressure.
If I gave you a choice of coaching the Dallas Cowboys or the Cowboy Cheerleaders, which one would you choose?
Yeah. Probably the Cowboys, because I couldn't go anywhere with the cheerleaders. I could teach the football a little bit.
You're married, right?
Yes.
I can tell. Nice to have you with us on the program, and good luck to you. Let's meet your opponent, and this is Anna. Hello, Anna.
Hi.
And tell us about you.
Well, I'm a local Bay Area resident, and I live and work there. And my first love is to sing, and I've written a couple songs and performed them.
You brought a song with you today that you composed?
Yeah, I did.
It's called what?
It's called Here Today and Gone Tomorrow.
Can you give us just a little sample?
Just a little bit of the chorus.
You never can tell. There might be somebody watching, a record producer that says, hey, and sign you up, right?
Why not?
Okay.
Why not? Here today and gone tomorrow, I don't know the reason why. Here today and gone tomorrow, but don't you know I'm gonna try to make you mine.
That's good. I'll buy that. When it comes out, I'll buy that. Let's hope you play as well as you sing. Good luck to you and Steve. Shake hands back to the podium, and we're going to play Starcade. And right now, Kevin, please tell us about the five games on today's program.
Game number one is Time Pilot, a flight through space and time. Game two, Star Trek, an adventure on the Starship Enterprise. Game number three, Bagman, a race for gold. Game four today is Xevious, flying low to defend the Earth from aliens. And game five, Super Zaxxon, a supersonic flight that's out of this world.
Those are the games on the program. Let me tell you right now that attached to one of those five games is a valuable prize. Select that game, and the prize is yours.
Today's mystery game is Super Zaxxon.
Here's our first question. Let's find out who answers it correctly and picks our first game. One of the many treasures to be had in the game Space Dungeon is A, platinum arc, or B, a crystal amulet. Steve.
Crystal Ambulance.
No, it's a platinum arc. That means, Anna, you get the choose the first game. You have the advantage. Which one of our five games will it be?
I'll try Super Zaxxon.
And that sound means that is our mystery game. You won yourself a prize. Kevin, please tell Anna what she's won.
These Parker Brothers home video game cartridges, based on popular arcade games, exciting movie themes, and comic book adventures. The challenge awaits you, furnished by Parker Brothers.
Anna, very good. And right now, let's find out how to play Super Zaxxon. Kevin?
Travel at supersonic speeds through the galaxy in your Super Zaxxon spacecraft. Soar past an ominous floating fortress, scoring points by battling hidden rockets, rotating turrets, tracking parabolic antennas, super spaceships, and maser barriers. Survive the Tunnel of Doom and face the fire-breathing dragon. It's Super Zaxxon.
Anna, Super Zaxxon is your choice. We're going to give you 60 seconds on our time clock. Get as many points as you possibly can. Good luck to you. Into playing position. Ready, begin. You didn't even finish your 60 seconds. You have 3,800 points. Not too bad. Come on up here, Steve. It's your turn to play Super Saxon. Not bad. 3,800 points.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
You going to beat that?
I hope. I'm going to try.
Well, we're going to give you 60 seconds on our clock. Good luck to you.
Right.
Into playing position. Ready? Begin. Steve, 1,900 points. Anna, you're doing real well so far, but there's more games to be played on Starcade between Steve and Anna, and we'll find out which of our two Starcaders picks the next game right after these words.
The grand prize today on Starcade is the video arcade game Donkey Kong Jr. The tables are turned, and it's the son out to rescue Papa Kong from the mean Mario in this unique arcade game furnished by Nintendo of America. And now, more Starcade with Mark Richards.
Thank you, Kevin. Steve and Anna, let me say right now, we're going to see who's ahead at the end of one game of competition. Steve, you have a total of 1,900 points. Anna, your score is 3,800. Good lead. Steve, you've got some catching up to do. You'll have a chance right now with another game to be played. The high score at the end of this game wins the round and gets to play the first prize round. You all set to play?
Yep.
Here's your next question. In the game Swimmer, what is the swimmer trying to collect? A, fruit, or B, fish? Steve.
Fish.
Fish is wrong. It's fruit. Anna, you get to pick the next game. There are four games remaining on the program. We have Time Pilot, Star Trek, Bagman, or Xevious. Which one will it be?
I think I'll get the hard one over with Bagman.
You're going to play Bagman? Here's Kevin to tell us all about that game.
The gold is yours for taking. Grab it up. Hurry to the waiting wheelbarrow on the surface and plunge into the mine for more. Defend yourself with the pickaxe or hop aboard a passing ore cart for a ride into another area of the mine. Save time and steps by taking the mine elevator to the surface. If a guard is in hot pursuit, slow him up by sacrificing one of the money bags. You're the bag man and your goal is gold.
Anna, you should be pretty happy right now. You've got twice as many points as Steve at this point right here. You're going to play the Bagman game, 50 seconds on the clock. Whoever has the most amount of points at the end of this game plays the first prize round. Good luck to you. Into playing position, 50 seconds on the clock. Ready, begin.
I'm
670 points. Good score. Come on down, Steve. It's up to you to try to top that one. She's got a lot of points ahead of you.
Yeah, I can make it up on this if I play like I think I can.
Well, we wish you luck. 50 seconds on the time clock. If you're all set, there's Bagman. Go to it. Ready? Begin. Steve, 4,640 points. Let's go on back to the podiums and find out which one of you two get to play our first prize round on Starcade. At the end of two games, let's find out. How do you think you've done so far, Anna?
Shaky.
Steve, how about you?
I was happy with that game.
Well, let's see how happy you should be. You have a total of 6,540 points. Anna, your score so far, 5,470. It's close. Steve, you got it. You come on down here, and you and I are going to play the first prize round. I'm going to show you the playing fields of four video arcade games. You identify them correctly, and these prizes are yours. Kevin?
For three correct answers, Steve, it's the Cobraphone cordless telephone, letting you receive and place calls anywhere, inside or outside your home. Model CP99S features attractive styling and concealed antennas. Enjoy cordless phoning with a Cobraphone. And for four correct answers, it's the Redline PL20 Carrera, the state-of-the-art in bicycle motocross. P for pro performance and L for lightning fast, the Redline PL Carrera, the best in bicycle motocross.
Great, great prizes, Steve. Really, they could be yours. Let's turn around and take a look at the first screen. Steve, is this Far North or Pango?
Pango.
Right. Space Invaders or Alien Invasion?
Alien Invasion.
No, that's Space Invaders. Let's go on with number three. Jump Bug or Jumpin' Fly?
Jump Bug.
Correct. Number four, is this Driver or Turbo?
Turbo.
You got it. You got three out of four right. You win yourself one of our fine prizes. And we'll be back with more with Steve and Anna. More exciting video arcade action right here on Starcade. Welcome back to Starcade with Steve and Anna. And let me tell you right now that many of the video arcade games you see on our show are seen for the first time anywhere right here on Starcade. This is the big challenge coming up now. Only 40 seconds on our time clock. One game to be played. The high score gets to play our super prize round, and one of you go on for the grand prize, your very own video arcade game. So good luck to both of you. Here's your next question. In the game Solar Fox, you must clear the screen of A, fuser targets, or B, attacking aliens? Steve.
A.
Fuser targets is right, and you get to pick the next game. Steve, we have three games remaining on Starcade. Time Pilot, Star Trek, or Xevious. Which one will it be?
Star Trek.
Star Trek. Please tell us all about Star Trek, if you will, Kevin.
Welcome aboard, Captain. Command the Starship Enterprise on a Star Trek adventure. Your mission is to seek out and destroy Nomad and his gang of Klingon ships. Defend the starbases and the Enterprise from their continued assault. Keep your eye on the sector scanner to spot the approaching enemy, then zap them out of the galaxy using your targeting scanner. Dock with starbases for repairs and supplies, but be wary of antimatter saucers. The dangers are many in the game of Star Trek.
Steve, you selected Star Trek. 40 seconds on the time clock. Remember, the high score of this game plays the super prize round. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Into position, if you will. Ready? Begin.
Welcome aboard, Captain.
See how well Anna can do. Come on down here, Anna. You know what happens now. He's already played one prize round. You can play the super prize round if you get more than 650 points in 40 seconds. Right. Good luck to you. In the playing position. Ready, begin.
Welcome aboard, Captain.
We'll see. You never can tell. Let's go on back to the podium and find out which one of you, between you and Steve, gets to play the super prize round right now. Whoever has the highest number of points for playing Star Trek. Right now, Steve, your point total is 650. Anna, you have 150. Steve, congratulations again. You know what? Come on down with me and let's play the super prize round. Again, like before, we'll show you the playing fields of four video arcade games. Identify them correctly, and one of these prizes is yours. Kevin?
For three correct answers, it's the Sisey Sensor Chess, providing the realism of intelligent chess and the performance of a computer in a compact package. Sisey's provides eight levels of strategic play for the beginner to the advanced player. Sisey's. And for four correct answers, Steve, you'll win the Texas Instruments home computer and monitor. For education, home finance, and entertainment, you're not just playing, you're learning with the home computer and monitor from Texas Instruments.
Steve, once again, good luck. Let's do it. Let's take a look at the first monitor. Is this Pioneer Balloon or Balloon Race?
Balloon Race.
No, I'm sorry. That's Pioneer Balloon. Let's go with number two. Pac-Man or Super Pac-Man?
Super Pac-Man.
Right. Number three, is this Frenzy or Berserk?
Frenzy.
Right. Number four, Explorer or Tempest?
Tempest.
You got it. Again, 3 out of 4. You've won yourself a great prize. Let's find out who goes for the grand prize, the Donkey Kong Jr. video arcade game of their very own, right after these words. And welcome back to Starcade with Steve and Anna. Right now I have some good news for one of you, bad news for the other. It's time to total up the points after three games to see who has the highest total. That person goes on for the grand prize. Steve, for your efforts after three games, you have a grand total of 7,190 points. Anna, your total score, 5,620. Steve, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Anna, you've been a great contestant. Thank you very much for being with us. We hope you had some fun, and it's been a pleasure having you on the show.
Thanks.
Steve, right now, decision time. We have two games remaining, Time Pilot and Xevious. If you select Time Pilot as your game, you must score more than 4,680 points within 30 seconds. If you select Xevious, you must score more than 830 points. Now, those are the average scores based on 20 people playing those same two games for a 30-second time period. Steve, decision time.
I've got to go Time Pilot.
You've got to go Time Pilot? What's your reasoning for Time Pilot?
It's high scoring, and I think I know a little more about that game.
Let's see how well you can do right now. Please tell us all about Time Pilot. Kevin, please.
If you've ever dreamed of a journey through time, get ready because you're about to become the Time Pilot, racing your sleek jet at Mach speed, encountering a century of flying machines, from the 1910 biplane to the UFOs of the future. Rescue parachuting pilots for extra points as you race through time. 100 years will pass before the eyes of the Time Pilot.
All right, Steve, good luck to you. 30 seconds to score more than 4,680 points, and Donkey Kong Jr. is yours to take home. We want you to win.
I do too.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Turn around, if you will. 30 seconds on our clock. Ready, begin.
Information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/starcade.
Some of the Starcade set furnished by RCA. Hairstyling by Shea Peter. This is Kevin McMahon speaking. This has been a JM production.